The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Ciarán Cannon, President of Cycling Ireland, do we have you back?
Yes. Good evening, Shane.
Good, good. Sorry, you were making a point about Dublin and Galway and the heavy congestion in those cities. Just continue on where you left off.
Yes. So what this report tells us is that across the five major cities in Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick and Waterford, we're taking roughly about 660,000 cars off the roads every day from people who walk, wheel or cycle to work as their normal daily commute. And unfortunately, Dublin and Galway are consistently cited right now as some of the most congested cities in the world. It's bad press. It's a very, very poor image internationally in terms of these, what are essentially on a global perspective, tiny, tiny cities. So, but what this report is telling us is that if we give people the option of safe, segregated routes to and from work for either walking or cycling, they will avail of them in their droves. And we know that where we build safe, protected infrastructure, participation rises, especially among women, which is a really important element of this report, because this is a fundamentally, Shane, about how we design our safe, our segregated cycling and active travel routes. And if anybody's stuck in traffic listening to us this evening, the solution isn't fewer cycle lanes in terms of alleviating that congestion. It's more. We need really safe alternatives right now so we can give even more people the option of walking or cycling.
Okay. I'm just thinking about, say, my cycle in from the office on the north side of Dublin into News Talk in the city centre. It's a bit of the curate egg about it. I mean, there's some, you know, you get down to the Keys, for example, there's a brilliant cycle, segregated cycleway. Then there's parts of it closer to Phibsborough that, you know, you're cheek and jowl with traffic. So it's, we're getting it right in some places, but not in, in others, I think it's fair to say.
That's correct, Shane. And all the research shows that you have to have what's described as continuity, so that if you are, you know, making that decision when you get up in the morning to either drive, take public transport, walk or cycle to work, you have to know that if you make the decision to cycle, there is a safe, segregated route that you can rely on, you can trust, that will get you to your destination in the city centre. And yes, there are, and well done to Dublin City Council and indeed other local authorities, there are now some wonderful examples of that emerging, as you've already cited, on the Keys in Dublin, on that wonderful route in from Clontarf, Sutton, Hoth into the city centre.
Yeah, along the canal in Dublin. Is it the same in Galway?
No, it's not, unfortunately. You know, bearing in mind, Shane, that 64,000 people live within a 20-minute bike ride of Eyre Square in Galway. It's a tiny, tiny city in global terms. It's almost completely flat. Yet we somehow haven't figured out how to deliver and develop the kind of segregated and safe cycle and active travel infrastructure that people would use in milliseconds. So there's a gentleman in the UK, Shane, a guy called Professor Ian Walker. He's a behavioural psychologist, and he's researched how people behave in terms of their commuting choices. And the conclusion in simple terms of what he's come up with, it says that if you are that person hunched over your cereal bowl in the morning, you know, you don't agonize over the decision as to whether what is the most socially just or climate friendly method for getting to work. You simply take the easiest option that is available to you. And if that's a bus stop outside your door, you take the bus. If it's Lewis or Dart station within a short walk, you take the Lewis or the Dart. And if it's safe, segregated cycling infrastructure out your door, you wheel out your bike in the morning. And we could convince thousands of more people in all of our cities to wheel out their bikes in the morning if we were to develop that kind of safe cycling infrastructure. And the report today is highlighting there's a massive, massive economic benefit accruing from that. Right now, it's about $3 billion per annum through reduced travel costs, through better health, through improved air quality and time savings. So these are wise investments to make in the future of our cities and our communities across the country.
A couple of points that people tend to make in opposition. People say, the weather, it's just awful here. It's, you know, we're completely different from other cities in Europe. But we're not. Actually, Amsterdam and Copenhagen, I think, rain just as much as Dublin does, I'd say, if you looked at the stats.
Yeah. And they do.
Galway, though, I'm not so sure. There's a bit more rain in Galway, isn't there?
Yeah, we're very hardy people in the West here. We're able to cope with a bit of rain, and hundreds, thousands do every day. But Dublin City Council did a really interesting piece of research recently, Shane, on that very piece of infrastructure I mentioned, the Clontarf route into the city now, which is just, that's the exemplar for what we need to develop in all of our cities. But they have counters on that. They can actually count how many people are cycling on that route every morning and every evening. And they then juxtaposition that counter with weather patterns. So they said, when it rains, do less people cycle on that particular piece of cycling infrastructure? And over a number of weeks in measuring that, they found out there was no reduction in cycling when it rained.
So no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing, basically, is it?
Bad clothing, because people trust that when they're on that particular route into the city centre, it's safe. It's completely efficient and completely effective in getting to where they need to be, and a few drops of rain isn't going to dissuade them from using it.
That's the experience. Last point to put to you. The thing that surprised me most about this survey was the level of support for more cycleways, because I remember when there was that rearrangement of the quays and the bus lane was widened and the cycle lanes were introduced, people went ballistic. I mean, our text line was inundated with people giving out yards about it. So, I mean, is it a bit of, in the abstract, people are in favour of bike lanes, but when it actually does take away their road space, then they're opposed to it?
Well, it's a number of factors. The first thing is to realise that those people who text in to your show, and indeed every other show, and those people who rant and rave on social media every time somebody proposes a piece of new cycling infrastructure, they're probably not representative of the community as a whole. And what this research shows is that when you ask the wider community, both cyclists and the methodology of this survey was really superb in terms of the people carrying it out and the experience that they have gleaned in the past in doing similar surveys, that the general public want to see this sort of investment being made. And any time you make such an investment, nobody for a moment ever suggests shutting down a cycleway because of its supposed lack of success. And again, bearing in mind, Shane, the most recent census in 2022 for the CSO, there are more people cycling to work and study in Dublin City and Greater Dublin every day than there are using the Lewis and the Dart and commuter rail combined.
Yeah, so
people are willing to do it. They're more than happy to do it once you make it safe for them to do so. And once they know that when they get on that route in the morning, they can get to wherever they need to go in a safe and continuous manner. So that's what we need to do. And, you know, we're taking 250,000 cars off the road every day. I mean, look at Galway City, for example. It says there are 23,000 car trips avoided every day because of people walking and cycling in the city. That's a traffic jam of 112 kilometres. And, you know, we consistently worry about, and rightly so, and deeply concerned about, the ongoing congestion problems in that beautiful city, you know, tiny city in global terms. That's the solution. That is a huge part of the solution, is making that investment right now, not waiting for some decision on a ring road that may or may never happen. We don't honestly know what this decision will be. But right now, in Galway, a solution is presenting to us to play a major role in solving Galway's congestion problems, and we're not availing of it, and we should be.
Ciarán Cannon, President of Cycling Ireland, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Phil in Wexford has been in touch. Ciarán.
Great informative interview with Ciarán Cannon. It's simply a case of build it and they will come.
It really is.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.